Have you ever listened to those who claim of being sick and tired of being a rat on the company's treadmill, life's treadmill, but won't even take a few minutes to listen to what I have to say right now? Then they wonder 10 years later why they still don't have a pot to piss in? I'll bet you have. And want to know the primary cause of that situation? The inability to network. Let me give you a sick, sad example of this. One of the most depressing places in the world to eat is Red Robin. Now I realize that me saying Red Robin is depressing may surprise you. After all, the place is bright and cheerful. The employees are bright and cheerful. And you typically get your food, which is reasonably good, pretty quickly. So what the hell is there not to like, you cantankerous old bastard, you? Before I get going into this episode, if you've got any questions, just drop me a line at my website, theearnestmanshow.com, and click on the About Contact tab. Hey, I'm cheaper than therapy, and a hell of a lot cheaper than cocaine, or your last divorce. Now, let's get back to this. Well, I don't think it takes someone with superhuman perceptive skills to point out that it's those very things that I just mentioned that are the problem. Red Robin is about as genuine and caring as the $20 room cleaning hooker at Trump Plaza. No sooner do you walk into the door that you are totally besieged by corporate marketing bullshit, by what used to be called in more intellectually honest times, a fucking door greeter, has now become a
customer happiness specialist.
I'm not fucking kidding you. Have you ever heard of something so totally devoid and vacuous of any real humanity whatsoever? I gently smile and try to avoid any real contact with the
customer happiness specialist
and head straight to the bar, a place in my memory that was always full of laughter and good cheer, but now seems filled with people who look like they're about to have their last meal before being fucking executed. So yeah, this place calling this area a bar is about as disingenuous as it gets, especially with all the plastic marketing menus, more product suggestions shoved in your face, in addition to the electronic mini kiosk with its own endless product advertising and offering the ease and convenience of payment. So there's even less chance of you making any human connection whatsoever, especially from that hot cross-eyed waitress with a great rack. And I don't mean ribs. Then, on top of the cringeworthy, over-the-top happy noise calling itself music, and obviously targeted to 20-year-olds, because after all, of course, everybody knows that no one is older than 25, is bizarrely and perpetually high energy and happy, and absolutely loves working for the Red Robin team. Oh, and before I forget, being subjected to a group of
customer happiness specialists
that's around a child to sing them happy birthday, making a complete fucking idiotic spectacle, witnessed by parents who apparently, having such low IQ and self-esteem, apparently think such spectacle is
cute.
It's not cute. It's fucking retarded. And has already done wonders at upsetting my digestion. And my food hasn't even been served yet. Now I know what you're thinking. Hey, if you don't like the place and the way they do things, no one forced you to come in there. And no one's forcing you to stay there. And normally, I would agree with that. Except for the fact that it simply isn't true. You see, when you've never been anywhere around the world and you have never received really good food and have never received really good, pleasant service, for less than the cost of a current American combo shit meal, you have nothing to compare it to. And Americans, generally speaking, are known for being the most insular people in the world. This is not my opinion, hey. That's a sociological fact. So my point is that it doesn't really matter that much where you go, because, generally speaking, unless you can afford to go to much more expensive places to eat, which I certainly can't these days, you generally get low-quality shit food in an atmosphere where the wait staff are always stressed out. Again, Red Robin being a perfect example of this. And the primary goal is for you to be a good consumer, consume your fucking food, and leave. Absolutely no pleasant conversation with the person sitting next to you or across from you, and certainly not with the wait staff that the corporation has acting as though they've each consumed half a pound of cocaine. But unfortunately, it's not cocaine. It's being terrified of losing their fucking jobs. So it doesn't really matter that much where you go. It's the sick, sad nightmare of corporatism. And like I said, it doesn't exactly do wonders for the digestion. This is exactly what is meant when I'm saying the entire society's fixated on moving fast, but getting nowhere. You see, ultimately, what people want, and I would argue actually need, is connection. Now, that connection can mean many different things to different people. But what I'm saying is that if people are not allowed to make connections, they eventually go insane from isolation. And it just so happens that is the exact opposite of what corporate control wants, which is absolute maximization of profits. And this is one of the many reasons society has become so fucked up and sick. If you don't believe what I'm saying is true, try this for yourself. Try to take in the general atmosphere of places you go to. Does it seem warm and welcoming? Does a waitress approach at a table or counter and actually, in a non-hurried manner, ask you how you're doing? Then actually wait a moment for you to answer before shoving a cup of coffee at you. Before I leave, I'll just say this. I remember when going out for breakfast or lunch was something to be looked forward to, not only because you were hungry, but because you were looking forward to seeing your favorite cook or waitress, not to mention the other customers who were also your neighbors. And when you finished your meal, you felt good, not just because the food was good, but because you had some laughs and had some good conversation, all possible because you had connection. And that's definitely something good for the digestion. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.